besides sharing information and ideas amongst yourself, are there any collaboration opportunities that would help the region compete against other regions instead of, say, a Carnegie Mellon against a Case Western Reserve against the University of Michigan?
In terms of collaboration, the fact that we're stealing ideas from each other and moving forward with real initiatives, and open to doing that with each other means that we are preparing the Midwest and the Great Lakes region to compete with Silicon Valley and Boston and Austin, and more importantly, compete with Canada, who's really stealing our immigrant talent. But it's sort of expanding pie. I would say that really John and Richard, and I'm going to let them talk about it, the work with the Great Lakes Chambers in crafting a public policy position for the Great Lakes region to create its own high-skilled immigration visa is the kind of tangible outcome that I think we can create as a collaborative.
What Steve was referring to, a couple of years ago, we encouraged, through our Brookings Great Lakes Initiative, the business leadership organizations and the Chambers of Commerce from the whole Midwest Great Lakes to come together, to work together, to both support the same agenda that would help with economic transformation in Washington and to reinforce in our state capitals what is most important to power our economies. And these were the Allegheny Conference in Pittsburgh and the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership and the Cleveland Partnership in Cleveland and the Detroit Regional Chamber and all the way to Duluth and St. Louis. And they did digest what's most important for our economic transformation in this, I like the term, former Rust Belt, in this industrial era. And of the top five strategies that they wanted to advocate together, promoting high-skill immigration and asking the feds to be supportive, and also reinforcing the importance of that at the state and community level. And what Richard and Steve and Audrey represent are, the growing appreciation of business, civic, political, nonprofit leadership in three major communities, that immigrants are a huge force for economic regeneration, population growth, and that's the kind of, it's complements when we work together in the Great Lakes to say, Fed, help us with strategies and policies that open doors. It also helps reinforce at the state and metro level to have Minneapolis at one end, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia has been a leader, have affirmative immigrant embrace strategies as part of their economic strategy, not part of a social acculturation strategy exclusively, but to say these are economic engines for us, these people from